Good morning. Kerry Green here with LiveBuildChange.com, and this is the Morning Mindset. This is a chance for you to just take 5 minutes to put your heart and your mind in a place of attention on the things of the Lord. I know life is busy. I know you wake up and your feet hit the floor and you feel like you have 1,000 things to do, whether it's in your home or in your business or with friends or running kids to events. I get it. I live that. I got 5 kids of my own. I've got grandkids. I got a business I run. I've got a wife I love to spend time with. And I know the pressure and the hassle it can be to live a life that is well balanced. But this 5 minutes, I think if you will consistently take the time to listen to this podcast every morning just for 5 minutes and really internalize and prayerfully ask the Lord to apply to your heart the things that you're hearing here and being encouraged with and challenged with, it will change your life. I really believe that. And I know that because I'm bringing the Word of God to you. And I want to ask you to take the Word of God and apply it to your own heart. Now today, I want to introduce to you what I consider to be a pretty simple but very powerful biblical pattern that you can follow every single morning of your life to help you get your morning mindset right. And you can find this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. So if you want to open up your Bible app or your Bible right now and look at it, I'm going to be reading it from the ESV. Okay, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." Stop right there. That's the first part. It's the R. R. Rejoice. Remember that. Rejoice. So the first thing every morning, wake up and find your reason to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, it says. It's not just rejoicing about the sunset or about your kids in the other room, although those are great things to rejoice in. But it's saying rejoice in the Lord. So put your mind on the Lord. Who is He? What has He done? What has He promised you? What is His character like? Begin to delight in who He is. Remind yourself how great He is, how powerful He is, how loving He is, how caring He is, and what He has done for you. Rejoice in the Lord. I am convinced that if we take the first 5 minutes of every day, the moment we're out of bed and get our head cleared, to rejoice in the Lord, we will face that day with a new kind of strength, with a different kind of wisdom, with a new kind of peace, because we're doing so, facing the day, with a recognition of who the God is, who's in control of the entire course of human history, which includes this day we're about to live. Think about that. If you have your heart set strongly, clearly, passionately on who God is in His goodness, His character, His mercy, His joy, His long-sufferingness, His patience, His mercy, His justice, His righteousness, His holiness, you can look at your life underneath the umbrella of who He is and recognize there's nothing coming in this day that my God has not first seen and approved to be in this day. What does that do for your level of peace? What does that do for your confidence during the day? What does that do for your sense of well-being? That if something difficult or terrible or hard does come into this day, you will not face it alone. You will face it hand in hand with the God who said, "Yes, this can come into the life of my son or of my daughter." You're going to face it with your daddy's hand in yours. Your Heavenly Father says, "Rejoice in me." Do that every single morning. That's the first part of this four-part morning mindset pattern that I'm going to be pointing out to you over the next few days. So rejoice in the Lord today. I'm Kerry Green with LiveBuildChange.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at Kerry, C-A-R-E-Y, at LiveBuildChange.com. Talk to you tomorrow.